Hi, Torsten. Yes, I agree with you. It's good to have the recording facility back again. As for the other matter, the dreaded Brexit, well, that's what we would say is another kettle of fish. What surprises me, no, amazes me, is the long and drawn-out process over the last 2.5 years. I mean, our Prime Minister, Theresa May, has been tearing backwards and forwards between London and Brussels and having discussions with a certain number of senior European Union officials who are, let's face it, totally unelected, and discussing with them what would be a way for Britain to leave the European Union. Fine. She then discusses with these unelected officials, who then talk to 27 other countries, apparently, to discuss what the plan was. And then, as a result of this, they say, yes, Theresa, that's fine. But there's one problem. She might have got all of the 27 European countries saying yes, but what about the people who live in the United Kingdom? Oh, they weren't asked at all. And so, in the end, after all this complicated business, she discovered that her government didn't like the idea, that most of Parliament didn't like the idea. And last Tuesday, there was a vote, and she lost by a majority of 230, which is totally unprecedented in the history of the House of Commons. And yet she still carries on, determined to find a solution, and she started to talk to other members of other parties within Parliament. What a good idea! Why didn't she do this in the first place? Sometimes I wonder whether this is reality or whether this is some kind of TV soap that's been put on by the House of Commons for the entertainment of the British public. I wonder.